Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to yet another podcast and YouTube video. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so you get them updated regularly and you're in the loop on sex and sexuality. I mean, is there sexuality without sex? So today, I want to talk about monogamy because this is something I have spoken about for a very long time and I'm always interested in people's views and where they come from in terms of monogamy. And so I'm going to start with talking about where do I think monogamy comes from and what are the bases of it. So I would go back to the primal creatures, like just say, take a dog and a bitch, for example. So what are the purpose of dogs and bitches around in nature? So the point of the bitch is that she wants to get the best specimen to have offsprings with, so the world keeps going. And she looks for the best male she can find and get fucked and have children. Once she has children, she has nothing to do with the male, because that the holy purpose of the male was to just impregnate her. And once she has the babies, her life is devoted to taking care and dying for those babies. And if you look at the male, what was the purpose of the male? The male goes around fucking as many bitches as he can. So that's all he looks for. That's why we call it a dog in heat, always wanting to fuck. So let's take this in terms of heterosexuality, because we are all heterosexuals by default and we're all monogamous by default, I think we never really think about it and never really choose. And the world religions were created to create monogamy in terms of fear. So people stay in their own factions and in their own families and create a family in the most religious way. And that's why monogamy was created, in my opinion, based on fear. It's only based on fear. They want to create some sort of order. Now, when we look at heterosexuality and homosexuality, it's a little different because the dog and bitch scenario doesn't really work in homosexuals. So what happens when two dogs are together or two men are together? They are interested in having sex. We're all sexual beings, but for a female, it's a bit more different when it comes to starting a family and having children and taking care of those children. Whereas when it comes to just men, like my, for example, I enjoy sex and there's no reason why I shouldn't be with other people. As we say in India, that you don't want to keep eating home food every day. You want to go out and eat and try different cuisines and different food. I mean, it's a bit simplistic to say that sex applies to the same thing, but in principle, yes. So I want to talk about myself, how I grew up in a heterosexual environment and with deep-rooted monogamy, and how it affected my entire life. So I've been in relationships, long-term relationships, since I was 16. So that's over 20 years. And all of them were monogamous. And all of them broke because they were monogamous. Because at some point I felt, because, you know, it's very natural for sexual attraction to fade or take a more friendly role when it comes to marriage and relationships and long-term relationships. And as you change with time, you actually also start becoming more and more, you know, sexual or less sexual, and you have your own periods. And so you're like two individuals in a relationship with your own sexual needs. And yes, sex is a very important part of a relationship, but I wouldn't say it's the entire part of a relationship. And you would agree, because I think emotional stability, respect, companionship, all these are very important. And attraction and sex may or may not always be at the front of it. So I would talk about my previous relationship, which was 5 years long in Melbourne. And we had good sex and we were absolutely great together. And we had a great loving relationship. But at some point, like 2 years down the line, the sex really disappeared. And it was a lot to do with sexual compatibility and all the other things. And I told myself, it cannot be that important. I mean, I've got him, he's amazing, and we have such a good time. We don't even fight, and we are great together, and we travel together. It's like the best friend I never had, or the brother I never had. But as time went by, and people found me more and more attractive, and I found people attracted, I felt like I was like a dog in heat. I wanted to hump everyone, I wanted to fuck everyone, and people wanted to fuck me, and I wanted to like sneak around fucking and kissing or just, you know, just feeling attractive. And that is when you enter a bad period in a relationship because that puts a lot of stress on the relationship, in my opinion. I think I heard this somewhere when someone said a marriage or a relationship cannot take the added baggage of monogamy. And we tried very hard, but my partner didn't want to open the relationship. And I absolutely understand that. I absolutely understand where people want to be monogamous and it works for them and it's what they want. But as I said, we are two individuals in a relationship and we need to do who we are. And if you change yourself for that relationship, you'll only do it for so long. You can't be happy for a very long time if you're not who you are in the relationship. And that's where all this infidelity and cheating and, you know, open relationships happen. So, as sexual beings, I think it's very important to be very honest about what you want and who you are, especially in your relationship. Because if you're not, then you're lying to yourself and you're cheating your partner off that. So, as time went on, we tried very hard. We kept, you know, wanting to be, you know, sexual, and forced sex just does not work. You know, it's awkward. And, you know, if you know being a bottom, it's just not super practical. You cannot just fuck all the time and it's not easy. So that put a lot of pressure on him. And, you know, he wouldn't even let me wank. And that really got me irritated and angry. And that started encroaching on the relationship and the respect was going away. And before it went any further, I said, I don't want to hate you. I don't want to be these people. I don't see a future if we can't work this out. And he said, no, he doesn't want an open relationship. And I was like, I want an open relationship. I mean, I've never been in an open relationship, but at least I would like to try because I would want to include you or respect you with that rather than go behind your back and do these things. And I had to bow down and walk away because there was no other way that we could continue. And I had decided there and then that I would never, ever go for a monogamous relationship ever again. Even though I didn't know what open relationship actually means, I don't think it's a band-aid to a relationship. I think it should be very honest and open from the beginning. So when I met my current partner on the first day, my breaking question was that I want an open relationship. If that is something that doesn't work for you, I cannot do this. I cannot go through this or put myself through this ever again. And he said, well, I've never done this and I am not sure how it works and I am afraid that you will fall in love with someone else or meet someone else. And I said that the likelihood of me meeting someone else in a monogamous relationship is much, much higher than in an open relationship because my needs are not being met and I'm frustrated and I will look for that comfort or pleasure somewhere else. But if it was open and honest and respectful, I don't need to go somewhere else. I have you and I love you. And 5, 6 years later, we are stronger than we were. We have more sex than we did. And it's a much more attractive and happy relationship. And even though I go out, have sex, it means nothing. It's just a mechanical thing for me. And I'm coming back and sleeping with him because he is my love and he is all that matters. And he is monogamous in the relationship. So that is also very interesting because it's something that works for him and it's who he is. So I would never force him to do something or, you know, push him into doing something. He should do what is natural to him. So he can decide to be open or he can decide to be monogamous. It's absolutely who he is and he should do who he is. The same goes for me. There are a lot of rules that need to be made, agreed upon, and you need to respect those. And I have respected those from the beginning. And that minimizes all conflict. I mean, it's not easy if you're in a live-in, long-term married relationship with someone who's monogamous and you are not. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure. It's not easy. And how do you coordinate? And do you kiss and tell? Like, we have a policy of not kissing and telling, so we don't say anything to each other. So it's like, do you wonder where I went and all these things? And his main concern was that, you know, falling in love with someone else. And I said, that can happen anytime, anywhere, with anyone, regardless of monogamy or not. And I said, what I can promise is if I fall in love with someone else, I will tell you before I even tell the other person. And that's all I can do. I mean, we are all human at the end of the day with our own needs and fluctuating moods and relationships and love and all these things. But I definitely think this is the best relationship I've ever been in. And it feels very healthy. It feels very adult. And it really works for the both of us because we get to be who we were even before the relationship. And I mean, a lot of people say, oh, you're a slut or you can't keep it in your pants. Why can't you control yourself? I think it's very important to not see it as black and white and to see the person with their primal needs of wanting sex. And I genuinely think I cannot get everything I need from one person. And that also becomes repetitive and really spoils the whole sexual chemistry. So I think it's very important to keep it, you know, fun and exciting and mix it all up. And then rather than putting pressure on him for everything and my sexual needs, I can go out and get them and still have sex with them, enjoy sex with them without wanting to do all those things. And that's where, you know, kinks and fetishes come in, and we all have different needs when it comes to kink and fetish, and I will talk about it more in another episode. So these are my thoughts on monogamy, and I really am interested to hear what you think about it and where do you stand on it, because I think it's something that we don't talk about enough. And monogamy by default cannot be a sex and sexuality alternative. So I think it's very important to discuss it with your partners and be open and know what you want and how you want. And it's okay to change from time to time because our sex and sexuality needs also develop as we develop from experiences and change with time. So thank you for tuning in and lots of love, and do message back with all your thoughts. Kisses.